Praise the Lord.
Amen.
My brother.
Amen.
We are looking at the Exodus account. And how it teaches us about our Christian walk today. How each stage of the journey teaches us something about our Christian walk. So we have seen that how God took the children of Israel out of Egypt is the way we start the journey. So now the Israelites are just coming out of Egypt and into the wilderness. And in this session we will be looking at how God led the children of Israel out of Egypt. The idea being how he led them is how he is going to lead us today. We often speak about the wanderings of Israel in the wilderness, which implies they were wandering aimlessly without knowing where to go. But the reality is they had continual directions and were purposely led. By the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night, which represented the very presence of God himself. Amen.
Amen.
Similarly with us, it often seems we are just wandering aimlessly in our Christian walk. Maybe not much seems to be happening. But if God has genuinely led us out of Egypt, he will be faithful to lead us through the wilderness also. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says you go before them in a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. There were not two separate pillars. There was one pillar. It had fire in the middle of it. And it was surrounded by the cloud, the water vapor. The fire represented the very presence of God himself. Our God is a consuming fire. And at the night time they would see the fire. But in the daytime they would see the cloud. Amen.
Amen.
In Exodus chapter 33. Verses 8 to 11. It came about whenever Moses went out to the tent that the people would arise and stand each at the entrance of their tent, and they would gaze after Moses after he entered the tent. Whenever Moses entered the tent, the pillar of cloud would descend and upon stand at the entrance of the tent. And the Lord would speak with Moses. When all the people saw the pillar of cloud standing at the entrance, all the people would arise and worship, each at the entrance to his tent. And thus the Lord used to speak to Moses face to face, just as a man speaks to his friend. And when Moses came back to the camp, his servant Joshua the son of Nun, a young man, would not depart from the tent. Amen.
Amen.
It is amazing to think the very presence of God, the Lord Almighty, could be literally seen by the Israelites throughout their 40 years of wanderings in the wilderness. And yet still they rebelled against him.
Amen.
How many people today say, if only I could see God, I would believe in him. If I would see God, I would change and I would be different. The Exodus story teaches us that this would not be the case. If you have rebellion in your heart, you can see great miracles, experience mighty acts, even look upon the very form of God himself, yet it will do you no good in the long run. In Hebrews chapter 3, verses 10 and 11, God says, I was angry with that generation and said, they always go astray in their hearts. They did not know my ways. As I swore in my wrath, they shall never enter into my rest. Jesus said, a wicked and adulterous generation seeks after a sign. Jesus did not hold signs and wonders crusades. Come to my signs and wonders crusade. Registration is only 50,000 shillings. Get your miracle from God. Did Jesus ever hold signs and wonders crusades? And did he ever charge people for entrance to receive their miracle? No, he didn't.
Okay.
Jesus taught the people. This was his focus. And signs and wonders followed the preaching of the word. Amen.
Amen.
We don't go around doing signs and wonders conferences. We feed the people and teach them the good word of God. And if God chooses to do signs and wonders, praise the Lord. But a wicked and adulterous generation seeks after a sign. There are many people seeking after the spectacular to see something spectacular. But they're not seeking after the Lord God Almighty. Amen.
Amen.
We need to leave Egypt in the proper way. Removing the leaven from our lives. Feeding on the true unleavened bread. And the amazing fact is that God never left them through their wanderings in the wilderness. Even though they rebelled against him time and time again, God's presence never left them. In Hebrews 13, verses 5 and 6, God said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what can man do to me. The writer of the Hebrews is quoting from Deuteronomy 31. He's quoting from the Exodus account. Talking about how the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire never left the children of Israel throughout the 40 years of wanderings in the wilderness. He never left them nor forsook them. Sometimes we think, I have sinned, I have done wrong. I've messed up, the Lord has abandoned me. I have lost that sense of his presence, his peace. This is normal because sin does shatter our faith rest in God. But he does not abandon us. The Bible says he is patient with us, not wishing any to perish. He is long-suffering towards us. He realizes we are frail and like grass. He is waiting for us to repent, to lead us into good paths of righteousness. Amen.
Amen.
Equally, it is important to note that just saying, God will never leave me nor forsake me, does not imply I will make it into the promised land. During the Exodus from Egypt, the presence of Almighty God never left the people, yet many of them never made it into the promised land. Was God still with the Israelites when they fell in the wilderness? Yes, he never left them nor forsook them. But when their bodies fell in the wilderness, they never entered into their rest. That's like us if we choose to walk in sin. We also have the potential to fall in the wilderness. Unless we repent and God gives us the grace to keep going in our faith walk. Indeed, sometimes the very fact that they had the presence of God amongst them caused some of them to fall in the wilderness. Remember Aaron's sons, Nadab and Abihu. When they were consecrated before the whole tribes of Israel to be priests of God, it was their first day of ministry. Imagine if it was your first day of ministry. The first day I'm going to preach in church. And they offered unauthorized fire before the Lord. They offered unauthorized fire or an offering before God he did not command. The Bible says fire came out from the presence of the Lord and consumed them. Where did that fire come from? From the pillar of fire. They were before the tent of meeting. The pillar of fire was right there. And they acted presumptuously to offer unauthorized offerings before God. And God never left them nor forsook them. But he judged them for their irreverent acts. So the very fact that God's presence was amongst them was a great blessing to them as a nation. Yet if those people chose to rebel against God, it was a sign of doom and destruction to them. God says, by those who come near to me, I will be treated as holy. If we choose to come close to God, then we are becoming more responsible before God. And we better make sure we walk properly before him. Amen.
Amen.
Today many people say, the presence of the Lord is here. Yet often they are mistaking the presence of God for a hyped up, emotionally driven sermon. Some people think the louder you go, the more the anointing will grow. But So many times in such churches, the presence of God is absent. And they better be glad that the presence of God is absent. Because if he was there, he would strike them down.
Amen.
It's the mercy of God that he is not in some congregations today. The true divine presence was a glory to those who experienced it. The Israelites worshipped as they saw the cloud descend. But it was also a terror to those who profaned it. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says, "We all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God." When the cloud goes before us, it is our duty to follow in step with His Spirit. But if the cloud goes on ahead and we say, "I quite like it here," are we following after His Spirit? No, we're not. The Bible says, keep in step with the Spirit. All who are being led by the Spirit, these are the sons of God. If you're not following after the Spirit, you are not a son of God. Joshua was a man who saw the pillar of fire. But he had a different spirit to those of his compatriots. His heart was to be as close to God as possible. He knew that that was a dangerous place to be. If you treated God unholy. But he determined to be as close to God as possible. And he would not depart from the tent of meeting. And that's why God used him so powerfully later. Amen.
Amen.
And it was the Joshua generation that came into the promised land. He became a picture of Jesus who has the same name. Joshua, Jesus is the same name. Amen.
Amen.
You see, it's not the Moses generation that enters the promised land. It's the Joshua generation. If you try and obey the law of Moses, you will not enter into the promised land. But if you follow Joshua, Jesus, you will enter into the promised land. Joshua was a man who loved to be near the tent of meeting. You didn't have to force him to go to church. He was the first one there. Jesus said, "Seek and ye shall find." In the literal Greek, it means seek and keep on seeking. Don't just seek one time, seek all the time. And you shall find. Amen.
Amen.
Let us be like Joshua. Not content just to live in our own tent. Obsessed with our own life. Let us seek to live as close to the tent of His presence as possible. Amen.
Amen.
The cloud covered the people of Israel in the wilderness. The cloud was not just a pillar in front of them. It went in front of them, then went over the top of them as well. The cloud covered them during the daytime. During the daytime in the desert, the harsh sun will burn you. The desert is not a nice place to be. But it was the cloud that protected them from the harsh desert sun. And in the night time, in the desert, all the heat goes and it becomes very cold. But in the night time, it was the pillar of fire that guided them. And it was the pillar of fire that brought light and it brought warmth to the people. So it is with us today. The wilderness is a hostile environment to a believer. If you have left Egypt, you are now in the wilderness on your way to the promised land. The wilderness is this world in which we live. It's not a nice place, and certainly not for a Christian. You are in the world but not of the world. It is a hostile and testing environment. We usually don't fit in too well. But God's presence with us enables us to make it through, protected from its most harsh and extreme edges. God will always make a way where there is no way. Amen. His pillar of cloud will guide us. Amen. In Numbers chapter 9, verses 15 to 18. Now on the day that the tabernacle was erected, the cloud covered the tabernacle. And in the evening it was like the appearance of fire over the tabernacle. So it was continuously. The cloud would cover it by day, and the appearance of fire by night. Whenever the cloud was lifted up from over the tent, the sons of Israel would set out. And in the place where the cloud settled down, there the sons of Israel would camp. At the mouth of the Lord, the sons of Israel would set out, and at the mouth of the Lord they would camp. Why does it say the mouth of the Lord? It's talking about the movements of the cloud. It describes the movements of the cloud as the mouth of the Lord. At the mouth of the Lord they would set out, and at the mouth of the Lord they would camp. The scripture speaks of the movements of the cloud guides guiding his people. There was no verbal command from God. Nothing we could hear with our ears. They just saw the cloud move, and they knew it was time to go. But the scripture refers to that as the mouth of the Lord, or what comes out of the mouth of the Lord. In Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3, Jesus said, or God says, man shall not live by bread alone, but he lives on every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Same word mouth, there is the word mouth referring to the referring to the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire. What was the word that came forth from the mouth of God? What was the word of God that came forth from the mouth of God? Who was the word of God? Who is the word of God? Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
Amen. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him. Without Him, nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that light was the life of men. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus is the Word of God. Jesus is the Word that came forth from the Father. From the mouth of the Father. When He speaks of the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire as the mouth of the Lord, it's speaking about Jesus as the Christ.
But
the pillar of fire and the pillar of cloud represent Jesus as the living Word. It represented Jesus as the living Word from heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Christ, the Word of God Himself, was the pillar of fire that guided the children of Israel through their sojourn in the wilderness. Who actually dwelt in the cloud? Who actually dwelt in the cloud? The Bible says the angel of the Lord. Who is the angel of the Lord? Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ was the one who dwelt in the pillar of cloud. The fire came from His presence. When they followed the cloud, they were following Jesus as the Word of God. Amen.
Amen.
Are we following the Word of God? Amen. So how does this relate to us today? How God led the children of Israel in the wilderness is exactly how He seeks to lead us today. He led them by the pillar of cloud, of water, and a pillar of fire. He led them by fire and by water. Fire and water are opposing elements. The fire will make the water condense and disappear. The water will suffocate the flame of the fire and put it out. But here we have consuming fire surrounded by water. Both existing together. Why? Because God was amongst them. This is revealing the aspects of the divine being. God is both just and God is also merciful. He is fire and yet He is water. He's not just fire and He's not just water. He is kind and yet He is severe also. We need to know God as He truly is. God is loving, but God is also holy. Many people think, oh, God is love, so I can treat Him however I want. But we must realize He is holy as well as He is love. The Bible says God can be angry as well as being loving. God is fire and God is water. He is all these things. Amen.
Amen.
Do we have a literal cloud leading us today in the wilderness?
Eh?
No. Have you ever seen the cloud follow leading you? But what do we have today to lead us? It's living word. God leads us today primarily through His Spirit by His Word. Psalm 119:105. Your Word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. The Bible is not just an ordinary book. The Bible is described as fire and as water. A fire that burns in our hearts and a water that washes our souls. This is a living book. And it contains living words that can be fire in your soul or a water that washes your very inmost being. This is the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. When the Word of God burns in your heart, it is the pillar of fire that is leading you in the night time. Amen.
Amen.
In Jeremiah 23, verse 29, God says, "Is not my word like a fire, declares the Lord, and like a hammer which shatters the rock?" It's talking about the word of God as a fire. Have you ever felt that fire? Has your heart ever burned with the living words that you have received? That's when the Holy Spirit is leading you right there. Have you ever felt washed by the Word? Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26. It talks about how God wants to cleanse us by the washing of water with the Word. Have you been washed by His Word? When you are being washed by His Word, you are following in the right direction where you're supposed to be going. This is how God leads us in the wilderness. By fire and by water. When did the pillar of fire guide the children of Israel? Was it in the night time or the daytime? Night time. Amen. It is during the spiritual night time when we are downcast and discouraged, when we are depressed and feeling down, that's when the fire of God becomes more evident to us. Amen. The flame of a fire can bring warmth and comfort. Can provide us with light for our way. But it can also burn you if you get too close. And it can melt and consume if left to burn unchecked. These are all characteristics of fire. When our hearts are cold, in the grip of discouragement, fear, and loneliness, in the spiritual night time, We go to God's word. And we read that through the Lord's great mercies we are not consumed. For his compassions they fail not. For his mercies are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. As we take a hold of his word in our discouragement, our hearts are strangely warmed. And God is leading us out of our coldness, encouraging us in the faith. Our hearts are warmed and comforted by his words. We are being strengthened for the journey ahead. Amen.
Amen.
This is the pillar of fire guiding us in the wilderness. Through the darkness of the night time. Saying, do not fear, do not be discouraged. I will never leave you nor forsake you. I am with you. Amen.
Amen.
Does anyone here know someone called John Wesley?
John Wesley.
He was a great English evangelist. He did mighty things for God in England 200 years ago. Many people got saved. The whole country was changed because of his ministry. But there was a time early in his life where he wanted to give up all the ministry. He was in spiritual darkness. He was discouraged in his faith. And he was almost ready to give up. And one day he was reading the word. And God spoke to him through the word. He received a revelation of faith through the word. And he suddenly realized that he could receive Christ through the word. And faith entered into his heart. And he wrote in his diary, my heart was strangely warmed. It was the pillar of fire guiding him in the darkness. And from that moment on, he followed that pillar of fire. And he did great things for the Lord. Because he followed the pillar of fire in the wilderness. Amen.
Amen.
The word of God is a pillar of fire that warms and comforts our hearts. But also the word of God brings us light in the darkness. Psalm 119, verse 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. It's not talking about a torch with batteries as a lamp. It's talking about a burning lamp, a burning torch. Your word is a burning light lamp to my feet. The word of God brings us light in the darkness. It shows us how to walk in life. The right way to live. It gives us the way we should live. Amen.
Amen.
The world is surrounded by spiritual darkness. People are stumbling in the darkness because they do not have the light to show them how to live. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He who walks with me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Amen.
Amen.
Are you seeing Jesus in the Word of God? Are you receiving a revelation of Christ from his words? In the parable of the wise and foolish virgins, five of the virgins were foolish and five were wise. They all had lamps. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. This is your lamp. All the virgins had lamps. But only the wise virgins had oil in their lamps. The oil is the Holy Spirit. The anointing of the Holy Spirit. When you read your lamp, you read your word. Is the Holy Spirit taking those words and making them living words to you? Because when a lamp is filled with oil, it produces light. What is the light of the world? Or who is the light of the world? Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
Who is shining out of your lamp? Are you seeing Jesus in your lamp? Are you having light coming out of your lamp? Is the oil of the Holy Spirit anointing your Bible reading? Are you receiving the revelation of Christ when you read the word? Do you realize that the angel of the Lord, that was Jesus? Amen. The manna that fell in the wilderness, that was Jesus. The rock that was struck in the wilderness, that was Jesus. These are all Jesus.
Yes.
The Bible talks about Jesus. Do you have the light coming out of your lamp? Are you seeing in the darkness? Is the word providing light for you? Are you following the pillar of fire in the darkness? Amen.
Amen.
If we see in the dark, if we see in His light, we will see where we are going. We will be following the pillar of fire by night. Thirdly, the fire has the tendency to burn anything it comes close to. If you left a metal rod in a fire, and then you try and pick it up, you're going to drop it in a hurry. The flesh recoils from being exposed to the fire. Is not my word like a fire, declares the Lord, and like a hammer that shatters a rock? Your flesh will recoil from being burned by the fire of God's word. The fire and the hammer, symbolic of the blacksmith at work. When the blacksmith wants to create something, he puts the metal in the fire. He makes it burn really hot. Then he takes it out and puts it on his anvil, his metal anvil. Takes his big hammer and starts bashing that metal. That's like you and me. God puts us in the fire of His word. And He waits for His word to burn us. Then He takes us out of the fire. Takes His big hammer. And He starts smashing us. And He looks at what he's been smashing. Says, you're not quite ready yet. You need more work. Put you back in the fire. How many times have you been put in the fire? Enough times for you to be ready to be...
That's a good time.
Many times. But maybe because you're not yet ready. God wants to put you in the fire till you're ready. Till he burns all the impurities away from you. Then he takes you out of the fire. And you're bright hot burning. And he gets... And he gets his big hammer.
Poof.
Ow! God trains us, God disciplines us. And sometimes it is hot and is painful. Amen.
Amen.
The word of God is like a fire. And if a man touches fire, it will burn him. Many times I have sat under ministries of people in church. And I have never felt the fire ever. My intellect has been stirred. Maybe my emotions have been stirred. But my spirit was never touched. Have you ever been in churches like
this?
Where you can go in and go out and you are unchanged. That's because you have not heard the true gospel. You have not been touched by the fire of God's words. If you had really heard the fire of God's words, it would either make you angry with yourself, angry with your sin, or angry with the preacher. Amen. If you put your hand in the flame, you cannot go to sleep. If you're sleeping today, maybe it's because you're not hearing the feeling the flame of the fire. If you're going to sleep in church, maybe that's because you're not feeling the flame. The word of God has not become a flame in your heart. You cannot go to sleep when the true gospel is sounding aloud in your ears. Amen.
Amen.
In the night time it is dark and murky and it is confused. This is often exactly the time we need the shock of the flame to burn us and make us aware of God and His ways. Amen.
Amen.
Too many churches today are trying to be nice to everybody, trying not to upset anybody. If I make the people feel good, they'll come back to my church. I don't want to upset them. And so they never feel the fire. We need to preach with fire. We need to preach the fire of God's word. To shock people out of their apathy. To shock people in the spiritual night time. If you're in the darkness, you need to see a light. If you see no light, you'll just continue walking in darkness. Have you ever sensed the word of God like a fire in your heart, burning your very soul? when you sense this, what you feel God is saying to you at that moment is what you need to listen to. Because that is the pillar of fire guiding you in the dark time, in the night time. Many years ago, I was an elder in a prosperity church. And the pastor was very eloquent and very charismatic. And he would use some of the scriptures. And he would preach messages. And he would make you feel worked up and hyped up. I've been in church this morning. But then I would listen to some other preacher. And he would say the opposite things to what my preacher was saying. And I thought, who do I listen to? Do I listen to this man or do I listen to this? With my pastor, I felt emotionally moved. But when I listened to the other man, I felt the fire of God's word burning in my heart. Which one do I listen to? Follow the fire. I decided to follow the fire. And I started following the pillar of fire in the wilderness. That was not an easy choice. Because that entailed much suffering in our lives. But when you follow the fire, you will end up going through the wilderness and you will make it to the promised land because you'll be on the right way, because you are following him who is the way. You are following the angel of the Lord. You are following Jesus Christ and you are following in step with his spirit. Amen.
Amen.
When you sense the fire of God's word burning in your heart, pay particular attention to the direction it is pointing you in. This is God's leading for you. And often that will have much more to do with getting to know Christ and laying down your old life. Than who you should marry or what business you should do. God is much more interested in our personal walk with him than what we're going to do in life as a career or who we're going to marry. Amen.
Amen.
God is more interested in who we are than what we do. Because eventually what you do will be dictated by who you are. God's primary aim is not to bless you and make you into a prosperous man. His primary aim with you is to conform you into the image of his Son. Amen.
Amen.
This is God's ongoing building project. Amen.
Amen.
The problem is many people have no ears to hear what the Spirit is saying. On the road to
Emmaus,
when Jesus had been crucified, two of the disciples were walking along. They were discouraged and down. They were hoping that Jesus was the one who would deliver Israel. He was their great leader. And now all their hopes have been crushed. They were discouraged and depressed. They were walking in the darkness. They were in the night time. Then Jesus came to walk next to them. But they did not recognize him. And they said, what are you talking about along the way? Are you the only one in this area who does not hear about the things? About Jesus of Nazareth, a prophet mighty in speech. We hoped he was the one to redeem Israel. But now he's gone. What are we going to do? I'm in the darkness. The spiritual night time. What did Jesus say to them? How slow of heart you are to believe. In all that the prophets said. And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what it said in the scriptures concerning himself. What did he do? He revealed Christ in the scriptures. He shone the light of Christ from the scriptures. He was the pillar of fire guiding them in the wilderness. Eventually he disappeared from their sight. And they realized it had been Jesus all along. And what did they say one to another? Can anyone remember? What did they say?
The message has been meeting in our hearts.
Okay.
It was burning in our hearts.
Were not our hearts burning within us? As he explained the scriptures and opened them up to us. This is the pillar of fire guiding you in the wilderness. When was the last time you felt that burning in your heart? When you understood the revelation of Christ from the Word. When the scriptures were opened up to you. And you realized what they were speaking of. I hope your hearts are burning today. If your hearts are burning today, God is leading you. You need to listen to what the Holy Spirit is saying to you. Amen.
Amen.
Many preachers today do not open the Word of God to their hearers. They've already decided what the Word is supposed to say. The Word is supposed to say prosperity, miracles, signs and wonders. And they find a scripture that will suit what they want it to say. And that's the only thing that they'll preach. And you listen to these preachers. And they use the same scriptures over and over again. They don't preach the whole counsel of God. But they find scriptures that suit what they wanted to say. And then just focus on those scriptures alone. Is that opening up the Word? Revealing Christ in the Word? No, that's giving a whole half gospel. Which is a false gospel. Many of these people can be very stirring. They can be very eloquent or informative. But they will never touch your spirit. Because it's only supernatural fire and water that can touch your spirit. Amen.
Amen.
If the fire of God's word is absent from someone's ministry, you should not sit under that ministry. But if you find someone who does have the fire of God in their words, who lights a fire in your soul, who brings you to a point of deeper dependence upon God. Listen to what that person says. Go in the direction they are pointing you in. Amen.
Amen.
This is the pillar of fire guiding you in the wilderness. Amen.
Amen.
If Jesus passed by today and said, follow me, what would you do? Would you say, I've got my fields to work. I've got a pastor's conference to attend. Sorry, I've got some stuff I need to do, Jesus. I've got a few phone calls I need to make.
A
few important phone calls I need to take. Jesus did not pass by every day.
Okay.
The Bible says, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts, because there may not be a tomorrow. Jesus does not continuously speak and hope that we're going to listen to him. If we keep on closing our ears, not wanting to hear what his spirit says to us, eventually he'll stop speaking and he'll leave us to our own sins. Will such a person make it to the promised land? The fire at the center of the cloud was Jesus himself. Him who is a consuming fire. To receive the revelation of Jesus Christ from the scriptures is to be touched by divine fire. The Holy Spirit will reveal Christ to you through his word. But you must seek for this and invest whatever time is necessary to receive that treasure.
Amen.
Amen. Jeremiah 15,
Jeremiah
verses 16 to 19, he said, your words were found and I ate them. How did he find the word of God? He took the time necessary to find the word. He didn't just go, okay, done. I read my chapter. He took the time necessary and allowed the Holy Spirit to interpret the scriptures to him. He found the words and he ate them. Have you ever fed on the word of God? Many people read the word, but they don't feed on the word. Your words were found and I ate them. And they became to me a joy and the delight of my heart. Has the word become a joy and a delight in your heart? Amen.
Amen.
The prophet says, I did not sit in the circle of the merrymakers. I did not sit in the circle of the merrymakers. Because of your hand upon me, I sat alone. There are many times you need to get on your own to be with God in his word. Jesus says, take some time aside. The Bible says Jesus would often get up early to spend time alone. To spend time with the Lord. And to feed on His Word. To receive the revelation of Christ takes time and effort and a separation from the things of this world. Often you will find yourself all alone going in the opposite direction to many of the other people around you. But if you do not sit in the circle of the merrymakers, if you do not go around those people who just like to party with God, and it's all about the experiences we need to have with God. Instead, if you take time out on your own and get serious with God, truly seek after Him with all of your heart, then you will learn to stand before the Holy One. The prophet said, or God said to the prophet, before me you will stand, and if you extract the precious from the worthless, you will become as my mouth, my spokesman. Amen.
Amen.
If we learn to stand before the Holy One of Israel and speak the things necessary to rescue those who are in darkness, the Bible says we will be as His mouth. We will be as His pillar of cloud of fire in the wilderness, saying to people, this is the way, walk ye in it. This is the good way. Walk in it. Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 to 16. Jesus said, you are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor does anyone light the flame of a lamp and put it under a basket. But they put it on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. We are called to be the light of the world. Are you shining His light? Are you following the pillar of fire in the wilderness? Because if you follow the pillar of fire in the wilderness, you will be showing the direction for all the other people also. Amen?
Amen.
Let us pray. Father God, we want to follow you. Blessed and only ruler. We worship you, O Lord our God. Help us to follow in your footsteps. Help us to follow the pillar of fire in the wilderness, that our way may be lit up, that we may see where we are going. Help us to walk in the light as you are in the light, that we may follow after you. In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus Christ.
Amen.